الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أسأل الله تعالى يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إخوتي الكرام Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we move into the last third of the night when Allah Azza wa Jalla He descends to the nearest heaven in every night, in the last third of the night, and He calls out to His servants to see who asks for forgiveness, who wants a need so He can answer it. And today, inshallah, perhaps is Laylatul Qadr, the night upon which worship is worth more than 30,000 nights of worship. May Allah write us of those who stand the night in prayer and accept from us, inshallah, ta'ala. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, the time we have now is an opportunity for us to make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I would like to say a few words of reminder from my heart, reminder to myself first and then to you. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This life that we have in this world, the hours and minutes, days that we have in this world, it's either for us or against us. Whatever small, short amount of time we stay in this world, it will either be written for us or written against us. Some people, they laugh for a moment in this world, and because of it, they live for eternity crying. And some people, they live in this world, they might cry for a short moment while they're in this world, but because of that, they live forever in the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is a test. This world was created to test us. Who will be the one who will answer the caller of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who will be the one who turns away from the caller of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are only two paths in this world. The path of obeying Allah and disobeying the nafs and the shaitan and the desires. And there's the path and the caller that calls one to obey the nafs and shaitan and desires and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person, they must think about and recognize the true nature of this world. Every wise, aqil person, they should think about the true nature of this world and its short, temporary nature. There are some people who, when they reflect upon their sins, one moment of crying, by it Allah will turn their sins all into good deeds. One moment of true regret, as the ulama mentioned, perhaps a sin or an evil deed will be the cause of a person to make tawbah to Allah. Be a cause of a person to feel the sorrow in his heart, the longing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long have we been alienated from our Lord? How long have sins been a veil between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Perhaps a person spends a moment crying, and because of the sincerity of their regret in their heart and the pain that they feel of the distance between them and Allah, because of it, Allah turns all of their sins into good deeds. And perhaps a person, because of their arrogance, they indulge in some desire, and at that moment Allah causes it to be the end of their action. He gives them an evil ending. And because of that evil desire, he spends his eternity in punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person, each and every one of us, we have to look in our hearts and ask ourselves about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask ourselves, because it is Allah who gives us every moment in this world. Every second that we have in this world, we are showered with the bounties and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every piece of food that we drink, every piece of food that we eat, every drop of water that we drink. If we think about that, every drop of water is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah withheld the drink from a person for even a day or two, he would perish. Every heartbeat that we have, our vision when we wake up in the morning, who gives us our vision when we wake up in the morning? Who gives us our hearing when we wake up in the morning? Who returns it to us? It was gone when we were asleep. Who brings it back to us? Who gives us our heartbeat? Every second our heart is beating. And if it were to stop, the ulama, they say that in the heart is some substance. If it were to increase by 1% or decrease by 1%, the heart would stop beating. Who keeps the heart in its perfect form? Who gives us life at every moment? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we reflect on Allah's bounty and Allah's rahmah upon us. And it should make us ask ourselves, have we answered the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we made good use of our time in this life? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that moment of anguish and regret, that is what Allah will be pleased with. If we look in our hearts and we regret that we have cut ourselves off from our Lord, then Allah Azza wa Jal could turn all of our sins into this. If we look in our hearts and we turn back to Him. Person, each and every one of us, we should think about how many sins we have done. True happiness of a person in this life, true happiness is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true joy that a believer experiences is in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how many people, they have all the riches of the world. Look at the people who have so much wealth, indulging in all the desires of the dunya. And yet you find them suffering from psychological illness. You find them suffering from mental problems. Richest people of the world, addicted, they have psychological illnesses and problems. And you find ourselves, we go to salah, we pray, we make sajda, we make ruku'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We finish our salah. And when we walk out of the masjid, we feel so much serenity, so much peace in our heart. That pleasure of ubudiyyah to Allah that all the money of the world cannot buy. That pleasure of connecting to our guardian Lord. Imagine the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. How much love does Allah have for us that He gives us every moment? He is showering us with His rahmah and His blessing. We should reflect upon Allah's rahmah upon us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever says that obedience to Allah will make one constrained and miserable, then they have never tasted the sweetness of Iman. They have never tasted the sweetness of Iman. A person will never find anything more sweet and pleasurable than the uns, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing in the world that will replace the closeness of Allah azza wa jalla. And you look at the richest people, and they're always miserable. You find the people with the greatest wealth, always miserable. Why? Why are they miserable? Because they don't taste the sweetest thing of this world. They don't taste the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does Allah azza wa jalla want from us? He wants us two things from us. To do what He commanded and leave what He prohibited. Whenever we make a decision in life, everything that we do, either we should pause and think, does Allah want me to do this, or does He want me to leave this? If we do that, we pause and we reflect on everything in our life, and we ask ourselves, is this what Allah wants from me, And if he does, if he wants it, we do it. And if he doesn't want it, we leave it. This is how we earn the pleasure of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true pleasure that we experience in this world, the greatest pleasure of this world, is the pleasure of having the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the greatest pleasure any of us find in this world. So the key to true happiness is to have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the goodly life is by purifying ourselves. By purifying ourselves from the sins that we have done. By purifying ourselves from the evils that we have done. So beloved brothers in Islam, inshallah, we'd like to spend a few moments making istighfar, inshallah ta'ala. Each of us